There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Another hour live local talk. Phone number, text line open for you at 343-0106. And by the way, if you check the Twitter feed, some of the proposed redistricting maps are out. They're meeting in a special session in Montgomery this week to talk more about that. A little bit of change to AL1, not a whole bunch, just a few little, just out of Clark County for AL1, our congressional district, but all the House seats and all that are up there as well. Speaking of AL1, Congressman Jerry Carl, AL1, will join us at noon tomorrow on the show, so put that as a program note. All right, this segment of the show brought to you by Stamps.com. If you got a small business, you know that there's nothing more valuable than your time. Preach, right? Because if you're out getting stamps, you're not doing that thing that makes your business profitable. And Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS shipping right to your computer. So whether you're sending office invoices out, or you got a side hustle with Etsy, or maybe you're running a full warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, no special supplies or equipment. And within minutes, you're up and running, printing official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. It's what we do around here, Stamps.com. All you need is that printer and that computer. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you use my promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, you'll get a special offer that includes a four-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone on the top of the homepage page, and type in my name, Sean. Stamps.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. All right, why don't y'all say hello to my buddy, Josh Woods. And it's time to talk about the fair. Good to see you.
Good seeing you. Thanks for having me in.
It's good. We had a before. Listen, the conversation. I know there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. I do know when the Greater Gulf State Fair happens, it's like all kind of activities. But Dalton and I had you kind of cornered, right?
Yeah.
When you came in, he and I immediately started talking about rodeo, right? Because
That's what we do.
Okay, because that's so. Can we talk rodeo at first? If people are coming out, because I know this is the tip of the iceberg, and we'll get to all the stuff everybody else cares about. But just self-serving for Dalton and I, can you talk rodeo and talk about when we can come out?
Yeah. So the Greater Gulf State Fair Rodeo, brought to you by Rock and Roll Offs and the brand new Rock and Roll Off Rodeo Arena. We've changed things up. First step of doing all that work that we've been focused on. We moved the rodeo arena, so we have a brand new rodeo arena, new dirt, new lights, everything. We're excited about that. So the rodeo is November 5th and 6th.
Okay.
November 6th and 7th. Saturday, our last Saturday, our last Sunday.
Okay.
And then we're also, too, you know, that's our normal rodeo. We do it every year, and all the workings of the rodeo. But we're really happy to announce that we've partnered with our rodeo provider to bring in an event called Bullnanza. And so it's a night of just bulls, pretty much.
Okay.
And that's on Friday the 5th. And that's in order to do that, that's an extra ticket. And you can find more information on our website about that in the next couple of days as we push for 3 days
of this.
You could do 3 days with it. You know, the extra ticket on the Friday night gets you into the Bullnanza event. And then obviously there's the rodeo, the normal Greater Gulf State Fair rodeo brought to you by Rock and Roll Offs on Saturday and Sunday, and that's included in your ticket.
Okay, so if we have not seen, if this is a brand new arena, like this year.
Yep, brand new arena. We're finishing
same
up
place
moving.
Or where?
What we've done is we relocated over to the east side of the property.
Okay.
It kind of makes more sense, more behind the barns there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of excited about what the future looks. This is step number one for the rodeo arena. So hopefully we'll grow that, be able to bring in more and more rodeo style horse events to the grounds in the next couple years.
Good deal. All right. Now, for everybody else, let's talk about the Greater Gulf State Fair and all the stuff going on. First of all, dates start when?
So we open Friday, so 4 days from today. We open Friday at 4 o'clock, so October 29th, and we run through November 7th, that Sunday. So a full 10 days of Greater Gulf State Fair action.
Okay. So what about tickets?
Buy tickets at greatergulfstatefair.com, or you can come up to the grounds. We've already opened the ticket office to a certain extent. We're selling them there. But the easiest and fastest way is to buy your tickets online at greatergulfstatefair.com. And actually, it shows up on your phone if you do that, and you don't even have to print a ticket. You can walk up
and go, hey, y'all, look at this right here, and then you can let me in.
Show us your phone. We'll scan it, and you're all set and ready to go.
Okay. So now we've got the schedule laid out. Let's talk about all the different things going on outside of rodeo. Like there are a few other things y'all do.
So on October 30th, so Saturday night, we have a concert. Clay Walker and Craig Morgan, they'll be hitting our grandstand.
That's huge.
We're looking forward to that. Really, there's a lot of excitement around it, and we're pumped about that. But throughout the 10 days, we also have on grounds acts. Obviously, we're bringing a circus in. There's going to be a circus on the Midway where the old rodeo arena was. We'll have a big circus tent. Also, we have Pirate Man Dan coming back with us. On top of that, we have a kids game show.
Kids
game show. They bring up your family, come over, watch the show. Okay. They bring your family up, and y'all do goofy things and compete against other families.
I like that.
And then on top of that, we also have racing pigs this go round. So we're excited about that.
Are they okay? Is it like a track where they like? I'm taking the number two pig.
It's a track. There's a full little track there. They have checkered flags, green flags, everything from pot bellies to piglets. Everything's racing, so we're really excited about that.
I like that there's different divisions. Like when I hear our buddy Kane talk about racing, it's the super modifieds and the midgets and the this and that. I don't know what any of them are, but I'm like, oh yeah. And so this one you got
pot bellies and piglets,
which you man, I don't. But the piglets are nothing, but that potbelly stuff is real competition.
Yeah, I think the potbelly it slows the show down a little bit.
a little bit of drag.
It's always something to laugh at. They definitely don't get in a big hurry.
Let's talk about the number of things to go do between all those activities on the Midway.
Obviously, we're the fair, so there's obviously Midway rides. The largest Midway on the Gulf Coast is back. Looks like we're going to be checking in right around 60 rides this year, so we're pumped and excited about bringing that back. Last year, it was kind of modified fair. Mm-hmm. We were able to happen, but we're back in full force this year. And then obviously, there's always the ag shows. We're showing heifers and steers the first weekend on Saturday on the 30th, and then the hog shows Monday and Tuesday night. Hog show and hog sale is on Tuesday night, and then obviously we're going to finish up that weekend with the 4-H chicken show. So that'll be on Saturday the 6th.
I'm glad that while the fair, there are people that come to the fair that don't give a flip about a farm or anything, right? And there's so many for the Midway and for the entertainment and all the different things, but y'all stay true to those roots.
Yeah, that's the foundation of a fair going back to I guess the 1200s pretty much. That was a time that people came together and they celebrated the harvest, and we still maintain that agricultural connection. We're also beefing up a little bit this year. We're gonna have Ag Venture in one of our exhibit hall where kids can come in. They can dig through some rubber pellets and look for carrots. Find out how you uncover carrots. You can pretend to shop in a pretend farmer's market, or you can even pretend to be a vet. Your kid can pretend to be a vet for different animals that we have in the Ag Venture area. So we're excited about continuing to grow our agriculture footprint at the fair.
Now, I have a feeling, just because the conversation was in my house, that the fair is going to be huge this year. Went last year with modified, but coming out this year. But you and I talked about, as we navigate last year before, what other fairs did. You said, y'all got a group chat.
Yeah.
Group text message between folks who put on fairs around the country, right?
Yeah, for the most part. We even have a secret Facebook page, so that's kind of that's interesting.
I'm waiting for that expose. What goes on in the fair secret the Facebook fair, page?
Fairs have been running this year full force. On average, they've seen about an increase in attendance about anywhere from 25% to 40% over their 2019 numbers.
Whoa!
So I think people want something to do.
Yeah,
and, we're expecting a big crowd, looking forward and preparing for a big crowd, and we hope to have a record year this year. Last year we finished up with about 70,000 people. We can't wait to get back over to 100,000.
Wow, that's 100,000. I mean, Let's talk about crowd management here, Josh.
It's a busy day.
It's a busy day.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder, we have an awesome parking crew. Yep. They do a really great job of getting everybody in and parking them. Sometimes I have to ask them, y'all didn't stack cars, did you?
How'd you get them all in here?
How'd you get them all in? But we're prepared for it, looking forward to it. Lots of food options. That's one thing that we always talk about.
Yeah, it's popular enough. You've had on-site events for the fair food. So talk to me.
Yeah, so this year we have bringing in a new pizza vendor. We're real excited about
that. Is it on a stick?
It's not on a stick.
It's not pizza on a stick?
It's not pizza on a stick. He might can do it, but I don't know. I have to ask him about it. But I'm bringing in a new pizza vendor on our side. Obviously, we still have some of our local vendors that set up with us and sell their awesome food as well. But got a guy that fries pretty much anything.
Okay.
So I think you just hold your finger over what you want fried, and he puts it and he fries it.
My kind of people.
Obviously, our cotton candy vendors and all the caramel apples and all, they're getting those about ready to open up. And, around Thursday is kind of the magic day at the grounds, where you start kind of smelling things in the air as
right.
people prepare for the next day.
I mean, y'all, it's so popular. If people don't, the reference I made is because to Josh, he and I had gone through this. It was a popular, you had an event where people could drive by and get fair food. And yep. it was huge.
Yep. Get out of your car, walk up there, get what you want, get back in your car and leave. And we had a really good turnout for that.
People talked about that for weeks. They'd be like, what are they going to do? They're doing more of that? And I'm like, I don't know. Call Josh. I don't know.
Yeah, it was very successful. And it was really cool because that whole time during the pandemic, the worst part of the pandemic, there was no festivals or there was no fairs going on. So they needed to set up somewhere so they can pay some bills. And we were really glad we could do that, and also provide something really cool for the community.
I'm glad we're back full speed, man.
Me too.
Obviously, I know, but I mean, for y'all, but the community, I mean, we're glad this is such a big part of, this is one of these things in the fall. This has to happen.
Yeah, football fair, and we're excited to have it back. We had to shake off a little bit of dust. It's kind of one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's how we do that. But we're...
Y'all back hitting on all cylinders?
We are. If not, you won't even tell the difference. So.
Do this. Once again, I know you mentioned it before, but I'm looking at text here trying to go through these. People are saying, where do I get my tickets? How do I get tickets?
Yeah, tickets at greatergovstatefair.com, or you can come up to the grounds if you're around that area. But really, the fastest and the easiest and the best and the most convenient way is just to buy it online and have it on your phone whenever you come through the gate.
Okay, so gates open.
Gates open Friday at 4:00.
At 4:00, the Craig Morgan Clay Walker show's on
Saturday at 7:00.
Okay. So we get started. We can kind of get our lay of the land on Friday and come back for the music on Saturday.
Yeah. Come in, eat, kind of check out where you want to come in, where you want to hang out until the concert. And, that's the best way. I mean, you need to come multiple times. That's there's so much stuff out there.
Did I have a chance to ask you about rodeo? Are y'all going to do rodeo this year?
Rodeo, you need to come twice.
Well, it sounds like you've got it set up, though, so the 5th, 6th, and 7th of November, right?
Yep, that's pretty much going to be everything in the Rock and Roll Off arena is going to be going on.
Okay, so we got three nights at the rodeo store.
Three nights of rodeo. That first
brand
night
new
on
arena.
The 5th. Yeah, brand new arena. The first night's a never-before-seen event called the Bonanza. And, again, it's a separate ticket. You can buy that online as well.
What happens in Bonanza?
Everything from bull riding to bullfighting to
there's a matador coming to town?
Kind of, sort of. I haven't really seen it. They just tell me that's what it's going to be like. And, increased action with the rodeo clown. It's going to be definitely a night that you've never seen before.
So they're
telling me they're bringing stuff that Mobile's never seen before. And Mississippi's never seen before. But regardless, that whole last weekend, even though there is that little bit of a game, Alabama LSU.
Hadn't heard of it.
Hadn't heard of it. So, it'll definitely be a weekend that you can work around football. We try to work around football.
Yeah.
You have to.
Because y'all get it. You're from here. You know how it works.
We're definitely not getting married during football season.
No, that's a smart thing. Josh, I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me in. I appreciate it.
And y'all get your tickets. We'll see you out there for a couple weekends. I know Dalton and I are making maybe – Dalton, can we get – We'll take Dan. But Dan, I mean, Dan's been to a few of these. It wouldn't be his first rodeo, but we need to take Dan out. But if we could find somebody who's never been to a rodeo, they could wear a shirt that says, "This is my first rodeo."
Literally.
Get that thing silk screened or something. Get it up. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks again.
Coming right back. More of Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
I could address that here. We mentioned it last week just in passing. Oh, by the way, hi, I'm Sean. This is Midday Mobile. This is FM Talk 106.5. I think it'd be swell if you downloaded our app. It's free, waiting for you at the App Store for Apple users, for Android folks like me, Google Play. And it's free, and it's awesome. It does just search for FMTALK 1065. And with that, digital Leatherman, digital multi-tool, you can also leave us a talkback message, just record a message, sends it to us. We can play it back here on the air. All right, so what I'm getting at is people were asking on the text line here about the story that just rolled on Devin's update on WKRG. And this is Birmingham specifically in the state of Alabama, but it says from WSFA, they said a new program will offer monthly payments to single mothers in Birmingham. The plan was proposed by Mayor Randall Woodfin and approved by the city council on Tuesday. Pilot program is funded mainly by $500,000 in grants from a nonprofit group called Mayors for a Guaranteed Income. As many as 110 single mothers who apply will receive payments of $375 through the program. The mayor says putting the money directly into the homes will help improve the lives of women and children. Birmingham is the first city in Alabama to join the program. So it looked through a lot of y'all's texts here, like, how's that happening? Why not for dads? Why not? What would you say for if you live in Mobile or you live in Spanish Fork, you live in Daphne, you live in Gulf Shores, you live in Bay Minette, you live in Citronelle, you live in Dolphin Island, whatever. Let's say that money comes because it's grant money, not tax money. So it's grant money through a non-government, NGO, and they're going to give you $500,000 to give to single mothers in your city. Do you say no? Because it's going to start, it's stepping in it, right? Because we were like, hey, what a second, what? Or do you say yes to get that? What do you do? Like, if this comes to, because Birmingham's first, but what if this comes to other cities? And you go, well, this NGO says specifically that they want to give the money, $500,000 from this Mayors for Guaranteed Income. Now, obviously, it has a political bent to it. But in the short order, they're giving them $500,000 to give the money to mothers in Birmingham. What do you say about that? I just wonder. I mean, because it's not taxpayer. It's okay. I'm going to only read text during the breaks now, and catch back up with it. All right. The Yellen, some more. We don't have time to do. We'll get the Yellen story probably some more tomorrow. If you want to go look at more on that, it's on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. But it's this move. It's a proposal here to pay for the pay force we've talked about with the big spender bust plan out of Washington. We've told it was paid for. It's going to be paid for. One of the pay fors on this is taxing unrealized capital gains of billionaires. Now, do I like to make a job out of getting on here and defending billionaires? Now, I don't make that my job, but it is, to me, it's a step that is beyond where we've been in the past. It was just a little part from this Business Insider story, and then we'll pick this up on a later show. It said Yellen, former chair of the U.S. Federal Reserve, wants investors to pay a tax on the increase in value of stock every year, even if it's not sold. So if a stock goes from $100 to $150 a piece, right, a share goes from $100 to $150 in a year, but you didn't sell it, she would want you to pay tax on the $50 when you haven't even made a profit yet. That's a tax on unrealized capital gains. Now, how to figure out what you do when that stock goes back down, right? But you don't sell the stock, but you still get the tax. This is the stuff that is bouncing around out there. It gives me pause, for sure. Should give us all pause. All right, be right back. More Midday Mobile.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Monday. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Let me just tell you this. So, but it's my buddy Trey. He's been doing this now. We were talking this morning. Coming up 14 years in March in Mobile and Baldwin counties. When people think about getting rid of junk, use 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We've done it here at the station several times, at my home just recently, and at the storage unit for the station just about a month and a half ago. It really is as easy as I describe. Is you go online to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and then they'll find a day that works for you and a window of time that works for you. None of this kind of spectrum of time, oh, they'll be there sometime between Tuesday and next Friday. No, they set an appointment, they show up, you show them the work you need done, the junk you need gone, and they quote you a price, and you say yes, they get it done right then. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Yeah, the name is the number, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, but also online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. The people we use here at the station, the people I use personally, people my parents use, the people so many here at the radio station use, do the same. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, and in-studio guest, Jennifer Bird, and I'm going to do this right, Noel Espaillat.
Yes, perfect.
Espaillat. There you go. I got it. Joining me from Gardberg and Kimberly. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Y'all got pink papers over there. You got notes here. You make me nervous. You got more information here. I'm going to stand back because it's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer event coming up, right?
It is. It's going to be October 30th. This coming up Saturday. Very excited about it. It's at Cooper Riverside Park. Last year we did have an event, but because of COVID, like everything else, COVID messed up our walk last year, so we had a drive-through event. So we are very, very excited to have an actual walk this year. And we are the exclusive walk for the state of Alabama. Unfortunately, no one else is doing a walk this year. So
really?
Yep, all around the state of Alabama. Anybody got friends and family?
Might have people travel in to do it here.
Yeah, come on down to Mobile. You know, it's beautiful down here. Cooper Riverside Park is the perfect place for it. The walk is going to be starting at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Registration will be at 7 o'clock.
So it is, we can walk up. You know how in Mobile is. People are like, man, can I do it the day of?
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people worry they can't bring their kids, or maybe they think they can't walk a whole lot. Come that day, bring your kids.
Okay.
If you just want to come participate and you don't think that you can walk, you can stay in the park. There's going to be a lot of stuff there for people to do.
Okay.
If you want to register beforehand, that's always great. We'd love for people to register beforehand. I will tell you, we need teams, we need volunteers, and the biggest thing is that we need donations. You can sign up at makingstrides.acsevents.org. It's real easy. Just go in, put your zip code, pulls up Making Strides of South Alabama, and just sign up there.
You know, you mentioned needing help. That has been a thing I've watched during the pandemic or the year and a half of this discussion is charities are still doing their jobs, helping out in communities, helping out nationally, but they can't have the events that have become so much of a part of how they raise
their
money. You have events like this one, or you have a banquet, or whatever it is. These charities are still even more tax giving back to the community, but their events aren't there.
Exactly. Well, we're super excited to have a walk this year, and Gardberg and Kimberly has always been really involved in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. And this year, just like we have for the past 3 years, Colleen Kimberly is going to match our $10,000 donation to Making Strides.
Nice.
So, yeah, Gardberg and Kimberly has a team each year that I help chair, and it is the Hooter Matata this year.
I saw that in the notes. Okay. I'm blushing here a little bit. So Hooter Matata.
Right. Yeah. Well, the theme, we kind of did that on the whole Hakuna Matata,
sure,
no worries.
I'm following.
So this is like our hope for breast cancer is no worries with breast cancer. Hooter Matata, and there's another team that's kind of close in name that they've also signed up, but with this close to the same name. But you can go.
You don't think about suing them over that?
No.
As long as they're raising money for Making Strides.
Yeah. So listen, we look at this name, we look at your name, we're getting a little questions here.
But if we get 100 team members on our team that raise $100 each, Colleen Kimberly's going to match that. So that's $20,000 for breast cancer and breast cancer research, and you can't get a better deal out there just to simply go and join and donate $100 or raise $100, and it's super easy.
So raise $100, how far do I have to walk?
I'll tell you, the walk this year is going to be about 3.7 miles.
Okay.
but it's along Government Street, make a turn, come back down, you'll be coming down Church Street, pass down Washington Square. I mean, there's a lot to see. There's going to be a lot along the route.
And if you're a survivor, we have the survivor van every year that'll pick up survivors at the 2 mile mark, usually between the 1 and 2 mile mark, and bring you back. And if you're familiar with downtown, you can skirt some streets, you know, and get around. You can't do it in time.
Yeah, I was looking at some notes too that y'all support the work, of course, for the American Cancer Society, for the research, but also patient services. This is some real world things, how you help people.
Yeah, so, you know, ACS is really big for the research. I mean, that's with our Garber and Kimberly team. The no worries is that we're going to find a cure, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the biggest things that ACS does. And so the money goes towards that. But locally, even, it is money for free rides to chemo. You know, it's a lot on a family.
Hotel nights.
You know, there's not always the best treatment available here. And so sometimes your doctor will work with hospitals that are in different places. And so
this steps in and helps in those situations.
Really, really something that's fantastic for the people that are going through treatments is the 24/7 cancer hotline. Because sometimes, you know, you can't sleep, might be 2 o'clock in the morning, and you want to be able to talk to someone about your cancer, about your treatment. This cancer hotline is vital importance.
So funding from Making Strides is going to fund these kind of programs.
Absolutely. And these, that's the thing you were talking about charities earlier, is that the funding was down so much. You know, COVID impacted everything, but ACS was hit very, very hard because they depend heavily on that money coming in.
They have events.
That's right. But I will say Mobile is fantastic. And last year we raised a lot of money, over $300,000.
Even during COVID.
So yes, I'm hoping,
even with a drive-through event.
So I'm hoping that Mobile is going to step up again, raise a lot of money, because, as I said, we're the exclusive walk. And you have a great chance of doing it if you join our Garberg and Kimberly team.
Right. We can double your money.
So we talk about the benefit of doing this, Making Strides for the American Cancer Society. I have a feeling here with Noelle and Jennifer that you really need to do it with the Garberg and Kimberly team. Did I read that correctly?
Yes.
That's what we want. We want you to join our team because, like we said, we can double your money. We can take your 100 and he'll match it. That'll be 200.
Force multiplier.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So, because I know it's Making Strides at ACF, ACSEvents.org.
Right.
But how, if we want to make sure we're on your team, how do we do it?
Well, when you go in there and register and you put in your zip code and you join the walk for South Alabama, South Alabama Walk, it'll have at your registration, join a team. And you just type in Hooter, it'll come up, or Matata, whatever one you want, Hooter Matata, and the team will come up, and you just click join the team, and it is easy as that.
Even if you don't know me, I can be on your team.
Right, even if you can't come out and walk, and you just want to fundraise, just do that. Even if you just want to walk and encourage other people to walk and donate to you, if you can't afford to make the donation, there's an ACS app, American Cancer Society app, once you're registered, and it is so easy. You can send text messages, email, share it on your Facebook, your Instagram, and the donations go to your page. And one of the ladies in the office, her sister did it the other day, in like an hour, raised $200. So, you don't have to have the money to donate, to do it yourself. But you can ask your friends, family, people on Facebook and all that that can't come out and walk and support to donate to you to get out there and do it.
Yeah, but if you do it through your team, 100 becomes 200.
Exactly.
That's right. And let's think about it this way. Let's say you got 10 friends, ask them all to do $10 a piece.
Right.
That's your $100 right there that gets matched for us.
My 19-year-old daughter had a friend Venmo her $5.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and it's just every little bit counts. And the big picture is 10,000 becomes 20,000.
Yeah.
And that all goes to helping people hopefully have no worries for breast cancer one day.
And that's such a big thing. It touches so many families, cancer and breast cancer. So many folks, we talk about it. I don't know that I can go 2 degrees of separation from anybody I meet.
Right.
It's first degree in my family, but that doesn't have some story, somebody affected.
Right. Well, and for us at Garberg and Kimberly, that's what we do. We do disability law. And we see people with these disabilities all the time. But for us, it's really personal because Christine Cumby is with our firm, and she is a breast cancer survivor. And it's touched all of us personally knowing her. And so she's an inspiration for us. She's been a portrait of hope for the American Cancer Society. So she's been an inspiration for other people as well.
Absolutely.
For me. It's my grandmother. She's a survivor. That's one of the reasons that I do this. Noelle has her own story as well.
Yeah. Just watching people that go through the cancer, even if it's not breast cancer or breast cancer, and just seeing all the treatments and the struggles that that is on your everyday life, and knowing that we need this for research. American Cancer Society has funded the research to come out with medications that help people to live in remission and to get over side effects of certain treatments. And you can't do that without fundraising.
That's right.
And that is what American Cancer Society does.
I have a feeling Mobile will step up just like they did before and make it great. Jennifer Noel, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for and Hooter
Matata.
Hooter Matata, see?
Yeah, no worries for breast cancer. That's our hope.
There you go. And you just gave me a reason to say Hooter.
Yeah.
On there, so that's good. Hopefully I'll be back after the break. We'll see. We'll see what they say. All right, Midday Mobile rolls on next.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, y'all remember when I said woke will come for you? So how many years ago did I say that? You can never be woke enough, right? Whatever people would like. You'll see people that were like, they're in, like, okay, I was good with this part of woke thing, but now this next level is too much. And then they come for that person. And listen, you can see the deplatformed stories and all that stuff out there. But this is how much it is. Okay. Not that I think this is a huge story, but it does kind of fit in. It's like one cog fits in, right, with what we've been saying. Reuters story. Here's the headline. Fact check. Biden talked about corporations not paying a cent in town hall hand gesture moment. Now, let me point this out, too. If this headline was about, Rand Paul got some attention today. It was Rand Paul. It would be fact check. Rand Paul talked about corporations not paying a cent in town hall hand gesture moment, not or say possible white power nationalist movement symbol, not symbol because it's a cent. In other words, they would have made sure to put in the headline what you'll hear here later in the story. So it's a Reuters fact check story. It says the fact that we need a Reuters fact check on this thing is, my God. A hand gesture U.S. President Joe Biden made during a CNN town hall in Baltimore. People who know, people up there are laughing because we would call it Baltimore, but they call it Baltimore. Baltimore on October 21st was in reference to corporations not paying taxes. Some social media users were isolating a screenshot for the moment of this context to claim it resembles a white supremacist symbol. I told you, woke will come for you. Biden did like the zero thing, right? Like, not making a business of defending President Biden, but jeez Louise. A tweet with a screenshot of the CNN broadcast said, Biden flashed the white power sign, OMG. That was Tim Young on Twitter. And so then, it could have been a joke, it could have been whatever they put up, but no, Reuters has to stop and just assuage the fears of everybody out there. Calm down. He was just showing you zero sense. He was not doing a white power movement. Footage from the moment shows Biden was responding to a question from the audience about taxes and the highest income earners in the country. Around the timestamp of 14:03, he can be heard saying, if you have, and of course they're going to make sure that they get a plug in for the Biden event. You have 55 corporations, for example, in the United States of America making over $40 billion. Don't pay 1 cent. What? Not one single little red cent. He made a gesture pointed out on social media when he said, don't pay a cent. So now Reuters concludes this. There is no indication his gesture was in any way connected with white power. Goes on to say, I guess, according to the Anti-Defamation League, the hand gesture in which the thumb and index finger touch while the other fingers of the hand are held outstretched is also commonly used as an okay gesture. that has been linked to white nationalism since 2017. You know, when this stuff has come up before, this crap, and it's like if you say this thing or you like this other thing, it's like a symbol of white nationalism. I need to be given, I guess, a daily checkup card of what I can do with my hand. Or finger. Or fingers. The fact that we had to do a Reuters fact check that President Biden, for all his flaws, was not up there giving a white nationalist. So this is what I'm saying. Woke will come. And you too, President Biden. Woke comes for you. I mean, it just drives you crazy. It's like every year, like, oh, you can't put your hand this way. Or if you say this term, then that means it's a underground secret word for this or that. I'm just a dad, just doing some dad stuff. I'm not meeting with whatever shadowy group. I don't have an update on what the terms are, right? So, yeah, the OK, like backstrap stacker says the old OK sign is now racist. Complete BS. I'm just going to do whatever. What signs can't I do? I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, I like, now they stopped down. Biden was out of control. All right. Some good text here, too, on this Yellen story that I really didn't get to get into in detail, but maybe you checked it out earlier through the Twitter feed. Unnamed texter says, it's likely part of an overall Marxist goal of making Americans dependent on government, or in this case, on government through the assistance of the private Marxist funding organization. Tom says this, and Tom's spot on here. The gain in your home value is an unrealized capital gain. This administration is out to ruin us. Think about what Tom says there. So the story, if you didn't catch it earlier, is this, it hadn't happened yet. Will it happen? I don't know. But this is the ideas that are coming out. So Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen proposed a tax on unrealized capital gains, they say, of billionaires. But it's going to refer to everybody, because you can't say it's... So Yellen wants investors to pay a tax on the increase in value of stock every year, even if it's not sold. This is crazy stuff. So if a stock goes from $100 to $150 a piece in a year, but you didn't sell it, you may still have to pay tax on the $50 a share when you haven't even made the profit yet. They go on to say, however, the Democrat administration in the U.S. is targeting only the super rich with this tax. Now, do I want to square away the tax code in this country? I've told y'all since the word go, when tax increases come, they'll tell you they're not, but they always hit the middle class. There's more of us than any other group. We don't have the time and staff to try to figure out what laws were made for us in Washington to avoid taxation. And they're not going to tax the very poor, right? Okay. So it's always coming for the middle class, even though they'll say it's coming to, oh, it's only the billionaires. By the way, and the laws they complain about that give the billionaires this ability, now President Biden was a senator for the passing of these laws. Republicans and Democrats both were there to set up these loopholes. Realized, think about it, that this is even a discussion, an unrealized capital gain. So like Tom said, your house, I mean, because each year you get, you know, when you get the new valuation and you go, oh my gosh, you think it's worth, how many times have y'all done that? If you think it's worth that, y'all ought to come buy it right now. That increase in valuation would be an unrealized capital gain because you hadn't sold the house yet. And that's what they're talking about. So it's just now is like, I don't think they're going to pass this tomorrow. I'm not in the world of some talk show hosts will tell you this is coming. They're going to do it tomorrow. I don't think they get this thing through, but that is it's the mentality of what's going on. All right. Coming up tomorrow, on this very program that I like to call Midday Mobile, AL1's Congressman Jerry Carl will join me. Lots to talk about with the Congressman. We may even bring this up and talk with him. That starts at noon tomorrow. And I might get in on this discussion. I heard Dan and Dalton were talking about it this morning. John Sharp, my buddy John Sharp, his story over at AL.com. National Trick-or-Treat Day, a second Halloween could be coming. It's like I get drawn into this every year. But this whole idea that because I even asked at the House, I said, we're doing it on Sunday, aren't we? And everybody nodded, yeah. Because they're, you know, some people are saying, well, Saturday is when they're going to celebrate Halloween. Halloween is dependent, it's the 31st because of what happens the next day on the 1st. There's not a Halloween observed. Why are we back in this conversation? I'll tell you what, if you can get rid of going back to daylight standard time, then I'll agree to have another trick-or-treat day. How about that? You work that one out, figure that out, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. Feinbaum, he's on the way next.